Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another beautiful day. We can honestly say this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I know that can just roll off our tongue. It's just saying another Bible verse. But folks, this is the day the Lord has made for us. So because He's made it for us and we're still alive, we need to rejoice and be glad in it. Can you say amen? Well, unfortunately, we're still closed. I know the state's opened back up, and I'm a little disappointed that the council hasn't opened their buildings. We can hope and pray that maybe next week things will be back on track and we'll be able to meet together. At least that's what I'm hoping for. Well, today, I want to talk about the praise and the worship of Christians in general. So why would I talk about this when we can't even sing? Well, the point is this. Praise and worship is so much more than singing in a corporate church meeting. There's so much more to it than that. Let me just say also that I know that opinions about praise and worship are very strongly held, and most of them are generational. What people did when they were young is what they want to do later on in life. But listen, it doesn't have to be that way. Well, let me explain. Kevin DeYoung made a comment that I think will give us some insight. He said, when we think about praise and worship, we normally think, well, what do I want? Or what does the unsaved community want? Or even, what do the people in our church want? But all of these miss the central point. Our question should be, how does God want to be worshiped? Above all else, above all opinions, my opinions, anyone's opinions or traditions or whatever, above those things, we need to learn how God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father, wants us to worship Him. Do we ask the question, what do you want, God? So that's what we're going to do today. So go with me in the Bible. And we're going to look at some things this morning that just might give us an answer to how God wants to be worshiped. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day. Thank you for this amazing topic. Yes, it can be divisive, but that's not my intentions this morning. My intentions is to bring this topic back to the central focus of what it's all about. And it's our praise and worship for you and what you desire from us. So, Father, help us to get our heads around that. Lord, we ask that you just move into this day, into this message, and use it for your glory. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's get started. But first up, I want to clear up some thinking about praise and worship. Corporate praise and worship is so vitally important in our church services when we come together. But listen, true worship is about life expression every single day of our lives. I once heard a worship pastor say, if there's no worship during the week, then there's not going to be any worship on Sunday. If you don't worship during the week, don't waste your time on Sunday. We have to be worshipers all the time. Worship is about full life expression every day. We worship in the morning, worship in the afternoon, worship in the evening, and all the night through. We must be worshiping God if we say we love Him and follow Him. But you may think, I can't do that. I don't have enough time. Well, I think maybe you do. And let's find out how to do that now. Go with me to John chapter 4. As you know, Jesus met up with a woman of Samaria, and he challenged her about her lifestyle. And then she diverted. She didn't want to talk about her lifestyle, so she diverted to places of worship, one of those discussions that happens so often. But our Lord's response to her was powerful. Look at John chapter 4, verse 21. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father." It's clear from the greatest worshiper of all time that worship is not connected to a place or a building. Let me say it again because it's so important. Worship is not connected to a place or a building. This is important. Our worship of God is not dependent on the church building on Sunday. We can worship wherever, whenever, and we should do that. You see, until Jesus, the Jews could only worship in the synagogue or the temple, and the Samaritans were very much that same way. But Jesus blows that wide open. True worship is to be done another way. Verse number 23, as Jesus explains, "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him." There, folks, is exactly what God wants. Please note that Jesus said, true worshipers. And these true worshipers will do it in a very specific way. Everyone else may find another direction or pursue this idea or that tradition or this opinion or whatever, but true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. And that is what the Father seeks. All right, let's get into this spirit and truth. How do we worship in spirit? Our spirit is the essence of who we are. Now keep in mind, when we got saved, the Holy Spirit turned the light down, made our spirit come alive. He gave us life and energy to worship and follow God. And that's what we need to be about. And also, he didn't change our personality. God made us in a specific way. But he gave us life to worship and serve God when we got saved. Now, when we worship in spirit, we worship from the very depths of who we are. You see, our worship should never be distracted by opinions or traditions. Our worship should never be distracted by location. Our worship must flow from the inside, from who we are, and it should be unhindered by any external influences. So if it's the real you that wants to worship in a crowd, then you need to do that. If it's the real you that wants to worship in private, then that's what you should do. If you want to lift your hands in worship, then go ahead and do that. If you want to explode in emotion, then please explode as long as it's honoring God. But if you want to sit quietly and meditate on the truths of God, you're free to choose that. We must worship from the depths of who we are. I can remember as a little fella going into the kitchen, and there my mom was cooking, and all of a sudden, she just lifted her hands and started worshiping God as she sang some Christian song. To me, that's real, unhindered worship. Oh, incidentally, she would, in her own quiet way, she would do that in corporate worship because that's who she was. No one can question what was going on in her life. Now, back to our text. Jesus didn't only say to worship in spirit, but he also said in truth. And you and I know where the truth can be found. Jesus said, your word, speaking of God, your word is truth. Listen, our praise and our worship is only real when it's based on the truth, the biblical truth of the one that we're worshiping. Anything else is just not worship. So what is the truth about God, our Creator? Now listen, this is so very important. A.W. Tozer said, what comes to our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. So what do you think of God? What position do you take with God? You see, if we hold a high view of the holy God who deserves worship, then our worship can be real. But if our view of God doesn't measure up to God's biblical revelation of himself, then it's something else less than real worship. He is the one who is worthy of our praise. And we've got to have that in our minds, not some weakling God that sits up on a cloud. He is our Creator, holy God, and we should worship him accordingly. Now let me ask you, is your worship informed by the reality of God that's revealed in the Bible? Or is it informed by something else? Well, one more thing that I want to encourage you about worship, and this will cause something major in our lives. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Number one, think about all the things that God has done for you. He has done so much. It's good for us to review those things sometimes, because sometimes our daily events, our day-to-day walk, causes us to forget the amazing things that God has done for us. So I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all the things that he has done for us. He continues, then let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is the true way to worship him. True worship will result in humility and sacrifice to the one we worship. Let me say it again. True worship will result in humility and sacrifice to the one that we worship. So, will we humble ourselves before our Heavenly Father? Remember, if we do, he will lift us up. Will we empty ourselves to become more like Jesus? That is the result of true biblical worship. Folks, what are we going to do when it comes to worship? So let's review what we've talked about today. True worship is not dependent upon location. You and I can and should worship anywhere we choose, every day. Secondly, our worship should be directed to the holy God of the Bible in all his awesome magnificence and holiness. Just to meditate on God should cause us just to humble ourselves before him and worship him because he deserves it. If this makes you raise your hands to God, then raise your hands. If he makes you want to sing and shout, then sing and shout without worrying about the distraction of somebody else's opinion. If you want to cry, then feel free to express those deep emotions to the God who created you. If you want to sit quietly and meditate, then do that, because that's who you are. In all these things, I believe God will be honored because we are worshiping in spirit. What was our spirit, which was made alive by the Holy Spirit of God. So remember what Jesus said. But the hour is coming, and it is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. Father, I thank You for the day. I thank You for the simple passage of Scripture that is so profound. Everything that Jesus said is profound, and we need to apply it in our lives. So help us, Lord, to express our worship from our spirit, who is from the very depths of who we are. And may we worship You for who You are, the holy, righteous, perfect, omnipotent Creator of the universe. Father, You deserve our praise. Help us to worship You through our life expression every single day. Lord, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to play for you a praise song. And it's expressed from the very depth of those who are singing. But also notice where their focus is. Their focus is exclusively on Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And as we listen to this, let me encourage you to take the time to just express some of your worship to God. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who's around. Just express your worship from the very depths of who you are. So may God bless you as you choose to worship our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.